Indians and Rangers wrapping up a four-game set. Corey Kluber struck out 13 last time out. Andrew Cashner coming off the DL. Top of the first, Kluber in some trouble against Nomar Mazara.
He kicks and delivers, swung on, and there's a long fly ball to right field. Back goes Guyer. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Nomar Mazara with a towering home run. His 11th of the year, and the Rangers have a 1-0 lead. An 0-2 pitch. And Mazara deposits it above the 8-foot-high wall in right.
And now the 0-1. And that breaking pitch in the dirt. It gets away from Torino's. Here comes Zimmer. A flip to Cashner. Play at the plate. He's safe. Cashner came sliding in from the mound. Zimmer sliding in from third. The flip coming from Torino's. A close call at the plate. But Rob Drake immediately signaled safe. And the Rangers are contemplating asking for a review.
And Cashner immediately started arguing. I thought with the naked eye that he got his foot on the back of the plate before the tag. And Jeff Banister looking to the videographers for guidance on this. There's a broken bat ground ball over first base, a base hit. Brantley will score. Encarnacion, an RBI single off a broken bat. It's a 4-1 score. A big chunk of bat went flying out to the mound. I'm not sure if it hit Cashner or not. I think it might have. And Jeff Banister, along with trainer Matt Lucero, are making their way out to the mound to check in on Andrew Cashner. I was watching the ball go into right field, and only out of the corner of my eye could see that bat flying out toward Cashner on the mound. With the chunk of the bat, Andrew turned his back on it, and it was coming in about waist high and might have hit him on his pitching arm. As we see it again, I think that's what happened. The pitch. Breaking ball, grounded over first. It's a fair ball past the diving Napoli. Down the line, two-run score. Chisenhall the second with a double. Yet another seeing eye hit for the Indians. They've had plenty of them in this series, and they lead 5-1.
And here's the 1-2 pitch. And that's in there for a called third strike. Make it 10 strikeouts here for Kluber. Kluber again at 0-2. There goes Rugi. Swing and a miss. Gomez strikes out on the breaking pitch to end the top half of the seventh.
And here's the 2-2 offering. Struck him out, looking a dozen strikeouts for Corey Kluber. That was a fastball over the inside corner. You would figure that'd be the end of his day, and what a way to end it with a 1-2-3 inning and a strikeout to finish up.
The Indians go on to win it 5-1. Kluber was tremendous. 8 innings, just the 1 earned run on 3 hits. He struck out 12. He hits double-digit strikeouts for the 4th straight start. That ties Hall of Famer Bob Feller for the club record. With the loss, the Rangers fall a game under 500 for the season at 39-40. Texas's road trip rolls on to Chicago on Friday. Austin Bibbins-Dirks is on the hill against Mike Pelfrey for the White Sox.